Okay. Good evening and welcome to the Derby Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen Property and Development Committee. Today is Thursday, October 24th. It is 5:51 p.m. Can we all rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Mr. Garofalo, can we please have the roll call?
Sure. Ms. Berrios Perez?
Here.
Mr. Hyder? I think he's getting it in. Mr. Hyder? All right, Ms. Petinici?
Here.
And Ms. Fadumski as the alternate.
Here.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm having connection issues, but I'm in.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Mr. Hyder. So the record should reflect you have all members plus the alternate right here.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? I don't believe there are any. Okay. Item number five, public portion. Is there anyone here from the public that wishes to speak? Jack, come on up to the, I don't think that's working. Come on up closer to the table so we can all hear.
Okay, Jack Walsh, 31 H Street, Derby. I guess I'm at fault for causing this to be on the agenda. I've been dealing with this since last year, actually longer. And, you know, I think I voiced my opinion. I gave the history of the cobblestone, the history of the tub wheels, what's involved. And this has been going on for over a year now. Okay, it shouldn't take a year to come up with a decision. Okay, I hear that the objection is that it's not safe. I'm going to hardly disagree, but I'm not an expert. But I've asked two contractors, and they both said it can be done safely. In fact, I'll add something to that in a minute. But I suggested to the city, if that is the case of safety, did you get an opinion from our insurance company? We pay insurance. Is it a safe issue? I don't think anybody's done that, have they? So, you know, where is anything that says this can't be done safely when cities all across this country, all across the world, install cobblestones and they're great tourist attractions? So, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. I will also tell you there's an option because I know Mike had expressed some concerns about the ability of DPW to do this. And I'll just say there is an option, not for people to say here publicly, for a developer to get some of those bricks and to install ours here for nothing. It wouldn't cost a dime. But again, I don't see why we throw obstacles as we approach our 350th anniversary to such a valuable piece of the history of the city. That tub wheel in that little park is the maritime, the industrial, the retail, and the transportation history of the city of Derby. And to me, it would be a crime to ignore it. I'll answer any questions you have with me. But that's my opinion. It's just my opinion.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Welsh. Would anyone else from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, would anyone else from the public wish to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I concur with what Mr. Walsh said. He is our true historian for the city of Derby at this point in time. And all of his suggestions have been invaluable to maintain our city. We've lost the whole south side of Main Street. Taking out those cobblestones themselves off of Caroline Street was an action that was a bit disturbing, but it was something that everybody was arguing about for too many years, and it happened rather abruptly without much discussion. There was the Brownie House, the Brownie Castle up on Sentinel Hill that was taken down unceremoniously. And so we are losing our history left and right. We've got to try to maintain something so that we stop talking about Dirty Derby and all of these negative connotations. And we've got to really show pride in our town. So again, I concur wholeheartedly with Mr. Walsh. My second thing, though, is I've been asking a number of times over the last few months. Mr. Hyder had raised a question about the Phragmites up at Whittock Park, and this was at the prior administration, actually, for removing them, which that's going to be a big project. But I've also asked if they can please remove them from the spillway, because if God forbid we had an unusual event like Oxford had, and that water started pouring over that dam, it's going to overtop High Street rather than going the pipe like it's supposed to. We're at a dry point right now where it would be relatively easier to get at it than trying to do it in an emergency situation. So I would ask that you direct Public Works to take a look at it and see if it's feasible to clear the spillway up at Whittock Park. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cavazis. Okay, anyone else from the public wish to speak? Okay, with that, we will close the public portion. Item number 6, use of Caroline Street cobblestones for south side of Main Street Monument. Discussion and possible action on authorizing the use of Caroline Street cobblestones for a monument on the south side of Main Street. So first, I just want to say that I do want to apologize for the confusion from the other meetings. I did not attend the meeting where the presentation took place, and so I did not see the actual presentation and the AI picture that was shared. With that being said, after that meeting, I understand that there were some safety concerns, and so I have asked Mr. Piccinieri to come here tonight from Derby Public Works and maybe speak to give his thoughts on the project.
I understand what Mr. Walsh wants to do. I get it. But for years, knowing Caroline Street the way it was, those things are so worn. When they get wet, they're like glass. Falling snow, and the mayor could back me on this, up the park truck at the bottom of the hill during a snowstorm when no truck was plowing it, because it would slide down because it's so slippery. I don't think they'd be good for a walkway. Opinion. I think they're slippery. I think somebody's going to fall, get hurt. But I mean, that's not. I know I don't have the final call on this, but that's my opinion.
So, do you have any thoughts on how they could be used safely?
I mean, I don't really want where else you'd want to put them. I mean, I know they use these things a lot for borders and on sidewalks and stuff like that. You know, I mean, we used a few of them a couple of years back in front of the city garage itself. We put a flagpole up on a walkway and we got permission from the government to, I think we took like maybe 50 of them out of the pile and we bordered the sidewalk with it. You know, they're all different sizes, you know, slippery. I mean, Mr. Wall City got contractors that said that they could do it. It wouldn't be slippery. I don't know. To me, they're slippery when they get wet. I mean, we walked on the hill during rainstorms. We were. You're walking on them. They're like glass.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Piccinieri? Jess or Rob?
No.
I do have one question. What would he recommend that we can use if there's with using the cobblestone? If it comes to safety.
I'm sorry, Jess, you were breaking up a bit. Could you maybe repeat your question for us?
Sure. I'm on the highway, so I'm going to break up a Is there any meds can use in that's safe instead of using phones?
Yeah, I don't think we heard your question.
I'll ask a question.
Yeah, we'll come back to you maybe in a minute, see if you're in a better area.
I mean, is there something in that area where it's, you know, originally been proposed to do a border, to do something, I don't know, in that area? I'm sorry?
I don't know what sidewalk they want to put in there. Is it one straight shot to that turbine, or what was the plan on?
You know, just one from the concrete base to the sidewalk. That's it.
I mean, a suggestion is maybe put a nice concrete sidewalk in and maybe around it and border it all with some of the cobblestones. I mean, so want to make a man.
Okay.
I think regardless of how they're used, they have to be used down there. It would be a travesty not to use the cobblestones in downtown. I mean, it's that, you know, like everyone's saying, it's part of our history, and to not include that, whether it be a sidewalk or a border or some sort of use, we absolutely have to have those presented downtown.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. We want to display them. I think we just need to get the right design to make sure that it's safe, right?
Yeah, and I don't think that, you know, the design is the question on the table today. It's whether we should, you know, use the cobblestones from Caroline Street for the south side of Main Street Monument. So how they're used is not necessarily the question of the day. So I think the question is, are we going to use them? That's the question before us.
Mike wants to say something. Mike, can you come closer to the phone?
Yeah. Maybe another suggestion is?
Yep.
Me and Linda go up to the meetings for 34 every other Wednesday, yesterday. Talk to them about the grass area out here. And that's going to be a pain in the neck too. So they're kind of leaning maybe towards digging some of that out and putting stone. Maybe use some of those for, I mean, you probably don't have enough to do the whole Main Street. But like this bigger section in front of City Hall, maybe put them in there, in the center medium there.
I do recall the only, and Mr. Mayor, you may recall this. I feel like initially there was talk of it being a, you know, walkway from one side of Main Street to the other at Elizabeth Street. But the state was concerned about the slippage, so I don't know if
you know. Would they be walking in the center?
I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. And again,
well, they shouldn't be, but you know, again, right. You know.
I mean, I don't know if there's enough. I mean, there's a lot. I don't know if there's enough to do a full center, but I know there's bigger in front of City Hall here. I mean, that's an idea. And I don't think there's any question that we shouldn't use these cobblestones.
Yeah, I think that's confusion, is that we approved to use the cobblestones in the last meeting. So I think the question is just how they're going to be used at this point.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I'm sorry. Just to kind of, this will not exhaust all of the cobblestones that we have, or maybe I should just ask that, because I don't, whatever is being proposed here, I don't think it'll exhaust all of the cobblestones, you know what I mean? So if there's other projects in the downtown that we would want to use cobblestones for, this is not going to exhaust it.
That's a question, right?
Do
we know how many cobblestones there are in Hillsborough? Thousands. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you for whoever confirmed that. So I just want to, for those that might not, you know, we're not talking about like, this is the only thing, and or it's, or yes or no with this. I think it's probably, it, you know, it sounds like there's consensus to use them for this. and whatever you whatever the design is, but there will certainly be more for other projects.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Maybe Jess. Oh, Jess, are you able to hear us?
Yes, I'm able to hear you guys.
Okay, did you want to ask your question?
I think Mike answered my question about what he recommended using instead of the cobblestones. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, great. Okay, does anyone have any other questions for Mike or anyone? Come closer.
I don't think there was ever a motion made one way or the other about using the cobblestones.
From the last meeting? Okay. Well, I re-listened to the meeting today and I believe there was to use the cobblestones, but not to use them in a sidewalk. So that's why we were brought here again. Okay, so I'm just to keep it clean, I'm going to make a motion to use the cobblestones. Not in any, I think we could maybe break it up into multiple if that's appropriate so that we don't have to come back and say that we've agreed to use the cobblestones.
So let me just
sure
try to wrap my head around this a little and maybe be of help. What if the motion was to utilize to authorize the use of the cobblestones on the south side of Main Street? With the design to be determined at a later date.
I think that's fair.
All right. So now you go on record about that. And that's not exclusive of using cobblestones elsewhere because you seem to have a lot of cobblestones. So you can make another motion at another time. You could decide to hold a meeting some night where you discuss designs or you bring in a design professional to help and you can vet designs or suggestions and then, you know, do this as a process versus making, you know, a decision on it without having plans, without having heard from perhaps the city engineer, without knowing what else we're doing over there, because we haven't quite figured that out yet, have we, on the south side of Main Street. So
okay.
The idea is to authorize the use and to know that, so everyone will know that whatever we do on the south side of Main Street, you're going to incorporate that part of Derby's history in some meaningful way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my two sitting here listening, and that way,
absolutely, yeah, and that's that was essentially my intent of what I said prior. You know, it's before us to decide whether to use them or not, not how to use them. So I agree, Mr. Batura.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so a motion to authorize the use of the cobblestones on the south side of Main Street with the designed to be determined at a later date.
And if I may, it's just so that everybody's clear about what the process is, because history has been not kind on these kind of decisions when it comes to the design part. So is it your intent to have the design to come back to this committee? Because the Board of Aldermen really should, it's city property. So the Board of Aldermen has the oversight on that. Is
yeah,
that
what you're I would say so. Absolutely.
Agreed. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any questions from anyone before I make the motion? Or Rob, would you like to make the motion?
I'd just like to say one.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Of course.
Awesome. You said that you talked to people that said that if they can make it safe, then they would make it safe. And possibly maybe bring one of those people that has the knowledge of that and the scope of work to do that, that come to the board and maybe talk to the board. To have them say, yes, we can put them in, we can make a level, We can make it whether or not we're put here or whatever and do that. You know what I'm saying? So we can hear
it. Yeah. Agreed.
I just also say, I think the motion has to be you're making a recommendation to a full board.
Yeah. Yeah.
This committee can't do that.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a motion to recommend to the full board the use of the cobblestones on the south side of Main Street with the ultimate design to be determined at a later date.
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
There you go.
Thank you, John Brown.
I will second it. Also to add that you know, the future designs will need to come back to review with the property and development team. Okay, so there is a motion and a second on the table. All in, is there any discussion? Any further? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Next item is adjournment. I will also make that in the form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Adjourned at 6:12.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Thank you.